All that is ordered and stable and shaken. The aeon of wonders is come. Like locusts shall they gather themselves together, the servants of the star and of the snake, and they shall eat up everything that is upon the earth. For why? Because the Lord of righteousness delighteth in them. The prophets shall prophesy monstrous things, and the wizards shall perform monstrous things. The sorcerers shall be desired of all men, and the enchanter shall rule the earth. Blessing unto the name of the beast, for he hath let loose a mighty flood of fire from his manhood, and from his womanhood hath he let loose a mighty flood of water. Every thought of his mind is as a tempest that uprooteth the great trees of the earth, and shaketh the mountains thereof. And the throne of his spirit is a mighty throne of madness and desolation, so that they that look upon it shall cry, Behold the abomination! Of a single ruby shall that throne be built, and it shall be set upon a high mountain, and men shall see it afar off. Then will I gather together my chariots and my horsemen, and my ships of war. By sea and land shall my armies and my navies encompass it. And I will encamp round about it and besiege it, and by the flame thereof shall I be utterly devoured. Many lying spirits have I sent into the world, that my aeon might be established, and they shall all be overthrown. Great is the beast that come forth like a lion, a servant of the star and of the snake. He is the Eternal One. He is the Almighty One. Blessed are they upon whom he shall look with favor, for nothing shall stand before his face. And every mystery that hath not been revealed from the foundation of the world, he shall reveal unto his chosen. And they shall have power over every spirit of the ether, and of the earth, and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of whirling air and of rushing fire. And they shall have power over all the inhabitants of the earth, and every scourge of God shall be subdued beneath their feet. The angels shall come unto them and walk with them, and the great gods of heaven shall be their guests.